This is Alive with Joseph.
This evening, I will open up this camp meeting on a series I'm going to run with. It's going to be, the title of the series is New Wine for Marvelous Help. New Wine for Marvelous Help. Let's begin from the book of John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39. I read, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. At the time our Lord Jesus Christ made this statement, the Holy Spirit was not yet given. Why was it not yet given? Simply because Jesus Christ was not yet glorified. This great day of the feast, the Bible talks about here in the book of John chapter 7, is the feast of the tabernacle which the Jews observe. It is considered to be the greatest feast in Israel. There are many other feasts in Israel at that time of Jesus Christ, but the Feast of Tabernacles was considered the greatest feast amongst them all. So it was a day when Jesus had the greatest celebration. It was a day when the Jews, rather, had the greatest celebration. It is a day where they come, they sing, they dance, they jubilate, they do all kinds of things. It is also a day where they go to the pool called Siloam and they offer an offering to God on that pool. So it's a great celebratory day for the Jews. Now, in the midst of all of this celebration, Jesus stood up and began to cry, which was odd in the celebration atmosphere. Jesus began to cry, and he was crying because from the outside, all of the people looked satisfied. But beyond the veil, he could see a hunger that their outward celebration was not meeting. Jesus could see a hunger that some of them were not even aware of. Some of them were aware. Some of them were not even aware. He could see a hunger that was beyond the celebration and the festivities that was going on at the Feast of Tabernacles. And at that point, he cried. He said, if anyone thirst, which doesn't make sense to the natural man who has just eaten physical food and has drank physical wine and water. Listen, he said, if any man thirst, let him come. And the Bible said here, this he was speaking of the Spirit that should be given. Because at that time, Jesus was not yet glorified. And the Holy Spirit was not going to come until Jesus was glorified. Listen, friends, in the day that you and I live in today, Jesus has been glorified. The Holy Ghost has been given. So he said, if any man thirst, let him come. Why? Because nobody gets this new wine that Jesus is talking about unless or except that they are thirsty. Listen, if you are full, you don't need the new wine, because the new wine is only for thirsty people. That was why Jesus put out that invitation. If anyone thirsts, let them come. If you are thirsty, Jesus is simply saying, there is enough in the house. If you are hungry, there is enough in the house. But if you are satisfied, you don't need it. This atmosphere, this new wine, this experience is for those who are thirsty. It is for those who are hungry. We live in a time where you and I ought to be thirsty and hungry for more of God, because we live in a time where yesterday's experience cannot carry you through today's journey. Hallelujah. Give Jesus praise. I want you to type in the comment section and declare, I am thirsty, therefore I have come. Give Jesus praise. Amen. Then when Jesus said they should come, he said something interesting. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. He didn't say out of heaven shall flow. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers. Listen, friends, the days of living the ordinary life, they are over. The natural world in which you and I live in today can no longer meet up with the challenges of the days in which we are in. Scientific solutions are beginning to fail. Why? Because the systems of this world can no longer be able to contend with the challenges that the earth is presented with. It is time for you and I to hook up to the supernatural. Out of your belly, Jesus said, shall flow, not out of heaven. The Spirit is not going to come from heaven. Because when you got born again, the Bible said you received the Holy Ghost, which was a well. According to John chapter 4, go with me. John chapter 4 verse 13 to 14. And Jesus answered and said unto her, whoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. At the point of regeneration, you received this well of water that is springing up into everlasting life. Hallelujah. At the point of regeneration, the Spirit of God did a work in you, which is called a well. And a well, listen, friends, a well, I've come to realize, is only for personal consumption. A well is for personal edification. A well is for personal gratification. It shall be in you, Jesus said in John chapter 4, a well. That is the first contact between you as a believer and the Holy Spirit. He comes on your inside. He creates a well of water that you can fetch unto everlasting life. And in the book of John chapter 7, Jesus takes it a step further. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers. When the Spirit of God moves from a well to rivers in the inside of you, that is a place where you now become a blessing to others. Listen, friends, in the season in which we are in, God wants to move from the inside of you, from just being a well, into becoming a rivers of water. Rivers are not only used by individuals. Rivers are used by a community. God is saying, when the new wine comes on you, he takes you from where you are just living for yourself to where you become a blessing to others. He takes you from where you only receive help for yourself to where you yourself begin to dispense help to others. I prophesy over you tonight. Out of your belly, rivers will flow in the name of Jesus. Out of your belly, rivers will flow in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout that amen like a believer. Give Jesus your highest praise. Amen. He said the well is already in your belly. The Holy Spirit just turns the well that is already in you into a river. And when you become a river, your scope of influence multiplies. When you become a river, when the new wine comes upon you for marvelous help, your scope of influence multiplies. It is also, do you know that in the natural, it is in the rivers you generate hydroelectricity. So when you become a river, you become a shining light in the midst of darkness. When you become a river, you become an illuminant. When you become a river, you become more powerful than the devil's lies. When you become a river, you become that believer that at their appearance, they clear off every nonsense of the devil that is making around. And Jesus is saying, he wants you to be a river. He wants you to become a river, because when you become a river, you don't just receive marvelous help. You too begin to dispense help to everyone around you. I prophesy over you, as your amen comes like thunder, I declare you shall become a river. I declare this morning, henceforth, fault. Devil will bow at your appearance. I prophesy over you tonight. You will experience victory like never before. I decree over you tonight. Enter a season of triumph. Enter a season of dominion like never before. If you believe it, jump up and shout hallelujah. Give Jesus your highest praise. Amen. The Bible said in John 7, he spoke of the spirits that they shall receive, which is the new wine. Which is the new wine? Let's see what Prophet Joel said concerning this outpouring. In Joel chapter 2, verse 28, Prophet Joel said, go with me to Joel 2, 28. Prophet Joel said, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. He said, God will pour out, not pour down. Take note of those scriptures. Prophet Joel said something corresponding with what Jesus was saying. He said, God will pour out, not down. So out of your belly, Jesus said, shall flow. When God said, I will pour out my spirit, he is not talking about coming from heaven. But it is going to come from within you. Why? Because there is a difference between I will pour out and I will pour down. Out means it is already in a container and it is going to come out of the container. There is a fountain of power on the inside of you as a believer. And I prophesy it will overflow in this season. I decree over you tonight, that fountain that is on the inside of you, it will overflow in the name of Jesus. Receive an overflow in the name of Jesus. Give Jesus your highest praise. Hallelujah. Listen, friends. The power that will change things around you is not going to come from heaven. The power is already on the inside of you. It was deposited on the inside of you at the point of regeneration. It is already on your inside. And from your inside, it is going to come out because it is going to be overflowing. The river banks will burst when it begins to overflow. The river, when it begins to overflow, the river banks will burst. Listen, friends, when this river overflows, the book of Ezekiel 47 says, wherever the river goes, whatever died, they will come back to life. Wherever this river goes, whatever died comes back to life. Wherever this river enters, it produces life. It is a life-giving river. That is what is about to happen to you in this season. That the river of life that is on the inside of you, wherever you enter this year, you will give life to that territory. Wherever you enter this year, you will bring life to that place. Whatever died around you because of the overflowing river of God that is on the inside of you, life will be dispensed. Because of the new wine, life will begin to flow out of you to bring life to anything dead around you. And I decree over you tonight, whatever was dead in your life, as this river begins to stir up tonight, that dead matter comes back to life. That dead situation comes back to life. That dead marriage comes back to life. That dead business around you, let them come back to life. That dead situation, I command them tonight, let them come back to life in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Boldly declare, I receive manifestation of the life-giving river that is on the inside of me. Give Jesus praise tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, friends, one thing you must remember is that both the well and the river depends on the rain. If there is no rain, the river will dry up. If there is no rain, the well also will dry up. So both the well and the river, they both rely on the rain. They depend on the rain. And the book of Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1 says, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. Ask ye of rain. Ask ye of rain. And you and I know we are in the days of the latter rain. The latter and the former rain happening in the first month. And we are in the first month. We are in the days of the Spirit of God. We are in the days of the new wine. These are the days of the Spirit. These are the days of the Spirit. The Bible makes it clear that the flesh profits nothing, because it is the Spirit that gives life. These are the days where you must do business by the Spirit. These are the days you must go to school by the Spirit. These are the days you must work in that office by the Spirit. These are the days where you answer questions not naturally, you answer questions supernaturally. We are in the days of the latter rain and the former rain coming to pour on us. We are that generation that has been ordained to carry the latter and the former rain together. We are in the days of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit on the inside of you is saying, allow me in this season to become a river to overflow. Allow me so that I can become a river that overflows, so that through you I can reach many more destinies. Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. As I begin to close somewhere here, in the book of Daniel, when you study very well, the Bible makes it clear that a king woke up in the morning after dreaming and forgetting his dream. He comes and asks the magicians around him to remind him of his dreams, not just to remind him, to also interpret the dream for him. Listen, friends, and he said to them, if they don't do that, he will kill them. Can you imagine that? And the Bible records that all the magicians came together and they could not do that. What a wicked king. Even those who are married, you sleep on the same bed with your wife. When you dream a dream, your spouse will not even know what you have dreamed of. And yet this king dreamt a dream in his palace, and he expected his magicians to be able to know the dream and also interpret the dream. I prophesy over you. I declare tonight, you that is listening to me, whatever the dream is that the Almighty God gave to you last year, and it looks like you have forgotten, it looks like the dream is dead, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let your dream resurrect again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your dream shall become a reality this year. Your dream will manifest this year in the name of Jesus Christ. Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Some of you, by the reason of what happened last year, you surrendered your dreams. You surrendered your dreams because of so much oppositions last year. You gave up your dreams. You have allowed your dreams to get lost in the midst of this global confusion. You are now wondering about. Why? Because, without your dream, you have no direction. Without your dreams, without vision, you have no future. But the good news is this. This year, God will help you marvelously to recover your dreams. Friends, that is why intimacy with the Holy Spirit is necessary for marvelous help. That is why new wine is necessary, needed for marvelous help. And I don't know you listening to me, you lost your dream in 2020. I decree over you, by the reason of what God will do in this camp meeting, recover your dreams back, recover your vision back, receive grace to recover all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Bible recorded that as Daniel heard the news, he said, why didn't you consult me? He said, give us time so that we can remind the king of his dream and interpret it. He said something interesting. He said, there is a God in heaven that sees the heart and the thoughts and the details of men. Listen, I pray for you this evening. From this day, you will shock your world in the name of Jesus. I pray. I say you will shock your world in the name of Jesus. And the Bible records that they brought Daniel before the king. And the king asked him. And he began to share the dream and interpret the dream. He said, "Oh king, there is a God in heaven. Kapala tose tose te. There is a God who can interpret dreams." And Daniel began to interpret the dreams. Listen to me. He heard clearly what the Lord was saying. This year, I pray for you. Your ears will hear clearly. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I decree over you, by the reason of what the Lord has prepared to do for you this year, your ears will hear clearly. You will enter into seasons of crazy victories. You will enter into seasons of victories like never before. Even the battles you have fought and you forgot that the victory exists, I decree over you tonight, receive victory like never before in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Listen, friends, this is that season that God wants new wine to overflow on the inside of you. God wants new wine to overflow. The supernatural life is the life that is positioned, that is under the influence of the new wine, who is the Holy Spirit. The supernatural life is the higher life. And that is the natural home of the regenerated. And the Holy Spirit came to you, came on the inside of you at the place of regeneration to give you the supernatural life. And the Bible says, let's look at Galatians. The Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 18, "But if ye be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." He said, if you are led, if you be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Why? Because when you are married to the Spirit, you can't be married to the law. And because you have come under the grace of God, he said, you now have a new husband who is the Spirit of the living God. Listen, friends, you are now under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Allow his presence to bring forth an overflow of rivers on the inside of you. Allow his presence in this season to create an outpouring, because the only way you can begin to enjoy marvelous help in a time like this is via intimacy with the Holy Spirit. And you must understand that this intimacy is new wine that God wants to add, to overflow from the inside of you, so that through you, God can reach to many more people out there who needs his grace. As I close you, in the book of Exodus chapter 19 and chapter 20, the first Pentecost was on Mount Sinai. What does Pentecost mean? It means 50 days after the Feast of Passover. Now, that was the first Pentecost in the Bible. The first Pentecost in the Bible was under the law. That was the day that they were baptized into the law. On that day of Pentecost, which was at Mount Sinai, when you study very well, 3,000 people died at Mount Sinai. Pentecost came on the church in the wilderness, and when they were baptized into the law, it killed 3,000 people. Why? Because the law is merciless. Well, now, in the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 2, the second Pentecost happened in the Bible. Let's see. In the book of Acts chapter 2 verse 1 to 3, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven thongs like as of fire, and it sat on each of them. In the wilderness, God led them in the pillar of cloud and in the pillar of fire, which was a type of the Holy Spirit. When the cloud stops, they stop. When the cloud moves, they move. They were being led by the Spirit. The cloud was a type of the Holy Spirit. But listen, it was not inside of them. It was around them. It was with them to direct them. In the day that they had the cloud, then in the day they had the cloud, in the night they had the pillar of fire. Why? In the wilderness, in the day, it was very hot. So God shielded them from the heat with a cloud. So that while others were experiencing the desert sun and the desert heat, the people of God were enjoying the cloudy environment that cushioned them in the midst of the heat. Listen, friends, it might be hot for the people of the world in this season. But because you have been baptized into the Spirit, you are not permitted to feel the heat in this season. The Holy Ghost was around them as a pillar of cloud to bring cushioning for them in the midst of the heat. Can I tell you this, friends? The Holy Spirit is on the inside of you to cushion you in the midst of this global heat. Listen, there is a cloud of glory all over you. There is a cloud of glory cushioning you in the midst of this global heat. That is why in a time like this, the new wine is necessary. In a time like this, the Holy Ghost, you need to develop your intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Listen, by this new wine, you are not allowed to suffer what others suffer. And I declare over you that in the midst of this global heat, receive help in the name of Jesus. In the midst of this global heat, I decree over you tonight, your case is gloriously different in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me hear your amen like a believer. Give Jesus praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. Celebrate him tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When others were enduring the heat in the deserts, the children of God who were who experienced the first Pentecost, the cloud covered them. Listen, friends, you and I have the Holy Ghost inside of us. And listen to this very well. In this season, you shall be marvelously helped. In the midst of this global heat, I decree over you tonight, you shall be marvelously helped in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost inside of you is a cloud. When it is hot outside, he keeps you cool inside. He is called your comforter. That is to say, when it is cold outside, he keeps you warm inside. He is your pillar of fire by night. He is your cloud of glory by day. Give Jesus praise tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to rise on your feet tonight. That's where I will stop it tonight. Don't forget, the new wine is for marvelous help. The Holy Ghost on the inside of you, designed to help you in a season like this. And we're going to make a confession before I release you to go tonight. I want you to rise on your feet, everybody. Rise on your feet, everybody. And I want you to follow me as the confession appears on the screen. I want you to declare with me the same confession. Repeat after me. Say, repeat after me. Say, in 2021, God is my helper. Therefore, I am assured of divine assistance. Supernatural protection and provision is my portion. I step into 2021 with expectations and great hope. I go through this year with the help of God. I am satisfied with the best of God. I am helped by God to help others. This year, my light will shine with greater intensity. Many will experience the goodness of God through me. I am marvelously helped by God, and I become strong. My family is helped. Our health flourishes. There is peace in our home. No one in my household shall be weak. No sickness or infirmity in our home. My family enjoys marvelous help on our health. My helper lives on the inside of me. Therefore, I can boldly declare, I am marvelously helped until I become strong. In Jesus' name, amen. Give Jesus praise tonight. That's all I have for you tonight. Give him praise, give him glory tonight. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.